I invite the congregation to rise for a time of prayer. And we'll have the prayers of the church that are shared here. A couple additional names that are here on my bulletin list that may not be on yours. Two names. One would be Kian Stokes. Kian was in a car accident Friday evening. He was in the hospital overnight Friday. He is home. He's recovering from that car accident, but we're going to pray for complete recovery for Kian. And then also additional name is Ruth Daly, who is home with, she's been diagnosed with COVID, and she asked for prayers for her in her time of recovery, and she's doing well. Very few symptoms, so we're thankful for that. At the conclusion of our prayers, we then will transition to the time in which we'll honor the names of our saints that have passed before us. I will simply read their name. We'll have a moment, and I'll read their name. The bell will be rung by Dan, and then we'll have a moment of silence for about 2 or 3 seconds and move on to the next name. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, and all things into your hands. Deliver us from all that would harm our body and assault our soul. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Righteous God, bless all ministers of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care, that the comfort of Christ's sacrifice and the joy of his resurrection may be proclaimed to all who grieve their sin and mourn their dead. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we know of your deep love for us, for you have called us your children. Deepen the love of children for their parents and parents for their children. Strengthen fathers and mothers in their vocations, that they may raise their children in the way that they should go. Hear the prayers of those who long for families. Sustain all expectant mothers and their little ones. Lord, in your mercy, O God, you are our rock and fortress in our distress. Hear our prayers for those who are sick, suffering, or recovering from illness or injury. Lord, today we thank you for the protection for Kian. Even though that accident was very serious, we thank you that you kept spared his life and now are working recovery inside of his body. We pray for strength in the days ahead as he continues the process of recovering. Also for Ruth, as she's home, we thank you that she is doing well, and we pray that you would grant her relief from the distress she has. And also for those names presented to us today, for John, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabrielle, Nicole, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Dave, Christina, David, Clara, Kyla, Jennifer, Tim, Jeff, Cindy, Deanna and Corky, Steve, Liz, Pamela, Dan and Chona, Nancy, Addie, and for your protected care as Andrew travels, that you would keep him safe and return him home to his family. Lord, in your mercy, in joyful expectation of the resurrection to eternal life, we remember before our Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith, and all who are in our hearts and minds this day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Arnold Abel, Peggy Bartholomew, Larry Cole, Carol Day, Kathy Dusick, Roman Gunther, Roscoe Gutbrod, Tom Helm, Bob Johnson, Peggy Johnson, Cheryl Coomley, Art LeBon, Audrey Manning, Jim and Lorraine Russa, Harold Sheely, Ruth Smith, Craig Starr, Dell and Doris Starr, Dennis Starr, Fran Winstead. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.